for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart,
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang Ginintuang Gabay sa English Golden Guide at sa aking dialect na Cebuano Bulawanong Giya. Brother Alfred, good morning to you.
Good morning, young man.
Young man. Young man. You are a little bit older than me.
Yeah, so a bit, yeah.
Brother Alfred, the same as usual. I have a lot of friends and some relatives and my beloved daughter. So I want to play once again the birthday song for them. So in the year, nandyan sa Queenstown. Belated happy birthday in the year. God bless you. More birthdays to come. And a lot. My first degree cousin, Gaunik, belated happy birthday. Sister Belin Flores, Jan Salapulapo, happy birthday to you. At belated happy birthday din sa my daughter-in-law, me Amatitis. And also my second degree niece.
Yeah.
Yeah, me Kabalhog, dai. Belated happy birthday. Dalawang two names. The same name, me, because they were born at this month, me. So their name, first name, me.
Me,
my daughter-in-law, die me, belated happy birthday, my niece, me, Kabalhog, belated happy birthday, and also my first degree cousin, Nick Dayula. Jan Samarila, gaw! Happy birthday sa'yo. Hindi lang ako nag-post sa, o nag-comment sa mga post. Meron naman tayong programa. Dito ko kayo i-greet lahat yung nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. No? Sister Karen Billy and Paul Graves yan sa Christ Church. Belated happy birthday to all of you. I would like to play the song, but not whole of the song. Some of you could understand because mostly these lyrics are Tagalog. But this song is intended to all of you. Happy birthday, aking mahal. Pakinggan muna natin. So let us listen. Those who are celebrating they will be celebrating or they have celebrated already. So this song is for you all. Happy birthday, aking mahal. Pakinggan muna natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
Aking mahal, marami pa sana kaarawan,
di aking mahal. Tangit ko sa iyong iaanay at dalangin ko'y magbigyan ka ng bigayang tulong sa iyo'y walang hanggan. Mga pangarap mo sana ay sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad, hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan.
Diyos, salamat Panginoon Diyos mga kaibigan, natugtog natin lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, belated, advance, Sister Nora Gonzaga, advance happy birthday. Sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, Gaunik, Daimi Matitis, Daimi Kabalhog, sa lahat, Sister Belen Flores, and Inday Iya, aming apo. Sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, Sister Billy o Brother Paul Graves dyan sa Christchurch at saka Gaunik dyan sa Manila. Happy birthday sa inyong lahat, belated. At isunod naman natin, and once again, Brother Alfred, let us play this, our gospel song, You Shall Love the Lord. Pakinggan muna natin mga kaibigan at mga kapatid ang ating gospel song, You Shall Love the Lord. Ito na. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos na pakinggan natin ang ating gospel song, You Shall Love the Lord. Thanks be to God. Brother Alfred, before we proceed, please, for our opening prayer, and after that, you can start your message.
Good morning, everyone. Father, we praise you and thank you for another day in which we can live in the fullness of your promises. Father, open our ears that we may hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Open our eyes that we may see what you want us to do. Open our hearts that we may perceive and walk into that which you expect us to do in this hour. Father, I pray blessing upon all that are hearing, all that are listening this day. I pray for the blessing of God upon them, that they may hear, and that, Lord, where necessary, change, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so this morning, as a title of the message, it's kind of a strange title. It's called Shadowlands. Shadowlands, so the land of shadows. In Ephesians chapter 4, 11 to 12, Paul writes, "And he being Jesus, himself gave or called some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." You may not feel that you are an apostle. You may not feel you're a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, or a teacher. But know this, that everyone who has the call of God on their life has a role to play. Consider this well-known verse in John 3:16. Everybody probably knows this, so say it with me. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We read here that God, in the form of Jesus, died for the whole world, but not everybody would believe him. This is a tragedy. What that has done for those who believe is deliver us from one kingdom to another kingdom, from the kingdom of the bad or the darkness and into the kingdom of the good or light. Colossians 1:13. He, Jesus, has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. To put this another way, Jesus has called us out of darkness into the light. Darkness and light do not mix together. Yet so often many of us, although called to walk in the light, live in what I would describe as a shadow land. So a shadow is cast when the light comes and there's a shadow caused because of the object that it strikes. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, God made a promise to Abraham. "Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, 'Your descendants, I will give this land. To your descendants, I'll give this land.' And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him." To the descendants of Abraham, God would give this land. The promise was repeated on many occasions. For example, in Genesis chapter 15, reading from verse 18 to 21, "On the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, 'To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river Euphrates, the Canaanites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Gershathites, and the Jebusites.'" Now when God gives a promise, he will always fulfill it, even when we let him down. Our actions, however, are not without consequences, as the people known as Israel were to find out. We all know this story well. Israel was living in the land of Egypt. They were slaves. God raised up a champion to bring his people out of Egypt. The champion's name was Moses. He approached the ruler of Egypt, Pharaoh, with a simple request given by God: "Let my people go." Pharaoh would not let the people go, so 10 plagues followed, which were collectively, they ruined the Egyptian economy. and finally resulting in the death of the firstborn from every household. Israel were freed and were to complete a comparatively short trip through the wilderness, the Sinai Peninsula, to the Promised Land. Sounds easy, doesn't it? It seems that so often we make something that's easy, like obeying the Holy Spirit, into something very complicated. Near the border of the Promised Land, Moses sent 12 spies into the land to bring back a report of the land to the people. This actually may not have been a God idea. So 10 spies came back from the Promised Land with a negative report, while 2, Joshua and Caleb, had a positive report. Who did the people listen to? They listened to the 10. The consequences for Israel were immediate. That generation would not enter the Promised Land, but instead would spend 40 years wandering in the wilderness until that generation had died, with only 2 exceptions, they being Joshua and Caleb. Now, while they were in the wilderness, the people received some remarkable provisions from God. Our God is the same today as he was then. They were given a miraculous supply of water and food, manna from heaven, as well as from time to time meat in the form of birds. Also, their clothing and footwear never wore out. Imagine that, 40 years walking in the wilderness, and their clothing and their footwear never wore out. Deuteronomy 29:2-5. Now Moses called all Israel and said to them, "You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and all his servants and to all his land, the great trials which your eyes have seen, the signs and those great wonders. Yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear to this very day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandals have not worn out on your feet." Now, going back to verse 4 in that, despite all the people had been given, they failed to perceive or understand, to see and to hear the Lord, because God kept them from seeing. He kept them from hearing. He kept them from understanding. What a great advantage the people of this day have over them. Yet, how often do we fail to perceive? Matthew chapter 13, Jesus answered them and said, "Because it has been given to you," talking to the disciples, "to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them," talking about those that weren't the disciples, "it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them," meaning those that don't believe, "in parables, because seeing, they do not see, hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear, and you shall not understand, and seeing you will see, and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their hearts, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you, that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and hear what you hear and did not hear it." And just imagine for a moment, you've been one of those people waiting to die in the wilderness. You had heard about the Promised Land, and most likely had heard it was indeed a land flowing of milk and honey, but you would never go there. God was nonetheless good to you and providing all you needed, but you knew that there was more. Time in the wilderness was only a shadow of the good things to come, a shadow land where God provided, but living was pretty tough. A wilderness does not have much going for it. It's not a good place to live. A shadow land is not the place to live. As Christians, are we living in a shadow land? Now, I want to ask a question. Do we identify with Romans 7:13-20, or with Romans 8:1-4, a life in the shadowlands or a life in the life, light. Romans 7, has what has become good become death for me? Certainly not, but sin, that might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice, and what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree that the law is good. For now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, and how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it's no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells in me. Now Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Amen.
Can you see that? Can you see that? That living in Romans 7 is actually a shadow land. Are we living in Romans 7 or are we living in Romans 8? Yes, there are blessings to be had in Romans 7, but how much greater the blessings of Romans 8? So the question I ask today, are we living by law or are we living by grace? In both instances, we obey the law, but a Romans 8 Christian surrenders his life to the Holy Spirit. They come out of the shadow lands of Romans 7, wherein so often they walk by sight rather than by faith. The eyes of their heart are open, their ears hear. This is the way, walk you in it. Do we want to fulfill the call of God on our lives? Yes, then live out of Romans 8 and leave the shadow lands of Romans 7 behind. Coming to the land of God's promises, all fulfilled for you. Rely on the Holy Spirit to lead you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, amen.
Yeah. Father, I thank you and praise you for all that have heard this message, that you'll bring them understanding. You'll bring them through. Bring them into the full promises of the Lord. Bring them into a completion, Lord, that, Father, the call on their lives will indeed be fulfilled and all will be, as it were, servants of our living God. And Lord, be used of you to lead others out of darkness. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, I invite you to do that now. Lord Jesus, just follow me. Lord Jesus, I confess to you today that I am a sinner. I thank you that you died to remove your sins from me. I thank you that I can now be part of what is called the body of Christ. Help me to live for you from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you prayed that, join a church, a Bible-believing church near you. Thank you.
Amen, Brother Alfred. Thanks be to God. So the shadow land.
The place where the promises of God are known about, but they're not lived in.
Yes.
Yes.
So the same, we are looking for the, we call heaven.
Yes. We can live with heaven on earth. Kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That's the Lord's Prayer.
So consider a shadow land.
Yeah.
Because the land, this planet, this world is not lasting.
No. It is passing, but we can live as if we're in heaven today.
And everybody who dwells this place, also not lasting.
True.
But the heaven is forever.
Forever. Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God. So even there are a lot of countries, we call that country, they are beautiful countries, but still not lasting.
Still not
compare
heaven.
The heaven, the cellular land.
Yes.
Oh, thanks be to God. So the Lord Jesus Christ had promised, he prepared for us that cellular land, and if we finish to prepare for that, he will come back. So wherever he go, he goes, we will be there.
Amen. Amen.
So, Father, our thanks be to God this morning. So we hope that all of our viewers at this moment, they might be blessed. So thanks be to God that we do our part. We spread the good news. So that is for listening.